Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Well, let me share something that brings back a little history. Baby, it's cold outside. If you're old enough, you may remember Dean Martin singing that song, although, if I'm not wrong, the first pair to sing that song was in a 1949 movie named Neptune's Daughter, and it was sung by Ricardo Montalban and Esther Williams. I like old movies, so I watch them periodically. However, that just may have dated me, how old I really am. Like so many others traveling recently in life, our travel events in our lives, it seems this cold snap is just another thing that has slowed down and even stopped a lot of people. But life still moves on. I think of different passages. I read in Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8, I think it is, "The Lord will keep us from all harm. He will watch over our life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." That's good news for all of us. God promises to always watch over us as we go through life, just like he has in the past, whatever we've gone through and what he will, and as they traveled to Jerusalem when this passage was written. Over the many years, I've read so many other passages, some that are my favorite ones, like John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Or one of my favorites is Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is promising to be right here with us, no matter what we face. And I know it's difficult as you're shut in and the cold weather and all the things that have happened. It scares a lot of people. We need to just keep trusting in God and the Lord every single day, no matter what. These passages remind us that we are not on this journey all alone. It may be cold, and man, is it cold outside. And freezing rain is supposed to be coming or has come. And in more than one way, however, our Lord is watching us and walking with us as we enter the cold places in this world. One more verse I found that provides strength to me is something I've held on to a long time, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So no matter what may come or how difficult life may seem, our Lord is right here with us and providing whatever we need when we need it. In the meantime, we just need to stay focused on him, living the kind of life that God calls us to live day by day, doing our part, and he will do his. That, my friends, brothers and sisters, is a guarantee, a promise he gives to us over and over again. Something we need to teach our children and help them understand as they watch us living out our lives. A visual example for them to follow as they see us, filled with the Lord's love and promise and his word that he gives to us to live day by day. Prayer list for today. Continue to remember those who are battling cancer, Corey, Kathy, Janelle, and others. Dallas and Whitney, is he's still looking for that position, that job. Carrie Williams went home to be with the Lord. I believe her memorial service is going to be tentatively February 24th. That should be a Saturday in the early afternoon. Future conversations will solidify that for us. But that's looking like what she's looking at. Bob Mueller doing, you know, what he needs to, just pray for God's touching his back and be with Pam as well. Bonnie Osborne's dad, I'm not sure what the situation is. He was in the hospital and not doing too well at that point. Well, you want to just lift him up. The battles and the fights in the Middle East and Israel and all the things going on there, and the Milkies, as he's been doing a lot of various things in a dangerous part of the world. Our missionaries, the rest of our missionary families, our nation, our church, and our family. Spend a few moments in prayer. And then God bless you. And just trust in the Lord today, because today he's going to watch over us, no matter how cold it seems in this world.